Violent crime can happen at retail establishments.
Oh.
Shoplifting, arguing, fights, potential for mass shootings even.
Jeez.
So this new law signed into action last month here in New York would go a long way to make sure people who work in these places are safer than they were before.
Good.
So why are some stores so freaking against it?
Wait, they're pushing back on it?
Hard.
Why?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, what do you got?
Allow me to introduce you to the Retail Worker Safety Act.
All right. That sounds like a good thing.
The bill that was signed into law last month requires retail stores that have 500 employees or more to install a panic button.
Just a big old slap button?
You got it.
Big red button says panic.
The button, which could actually be a big-ass button, or a remote control carried by someone in the store, would immediately contact local law enforcement when it was pushed.
Oh, great.
And when the button is pushed, emergency services will be deployed immediately, and it would provide the location of the employee, like the actual GPS location, who pressed it, so you can find that person immediately when you get there, and all of the information that the authorities would need about that specific store.
All right.
And the reason for it is very specific.
Mm-hmm.
In case of violence.
Yeah.
Shooting attempts, armed robberies, major emergencies with customers.
You see them every day in the news, man.
You got it. And like when you hear this, kind of seems like a no-brainer idea.
All right. So why not?
Yeah. What's the drawback?
Walmart specifically has fought hard against this law.
Are they saying why?
They do. They say that false alarms would be too common for this to be effective. They don't really have any data to back that up when they made that argument.
So they don't trust their employees with the technology?
Maybe. That's also possible. Mm-hmm. Also, one other little thing. They say they don't want to have to pay for it in every store.
There you go.
They said that out loud, by the way.
They don't want to pay for
it. Yeah, they said that it's going to be too expensive to implement in every store.
Well, I'm sure they're not making a lot of money at Walmart.
They said this.
They're the richest. If you take the five siblings that are still alive, I think they're actually the wealthiest people on the planet.
That makes sense.
I mean, but the fortune got divided it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the largest retailer in America.
Mm-hmm.
They are notorious for not exactly paying their employees well.
Yeah.
And they argued that they should.
I don't want to pay for a button.
A button that could potentially. Yeah.
They don't want
it's
life
an alarm
alert.
System. Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Well, it's a big red button.
Look, you decide for yourself if it was the emergency alarms going off by accident or the money, what Walmart really had a problem with. Now, the law that was signed last month actually doesn't go into effect until January 1st of 2027, and I assume that's so everyone can actually get these things put in.
So it's mandatory, though.
Will happen. Yeah. If you have a retail store with at least 500 employees, this will be in there. This is a good idea, right?
Right.
Okay. Like, I can't see the negative here. It's designed to keep people safe.
Right.
Like you said, we have seen plenty of issues where a faster response could have saved lives.
Yeah.
And that's not the fault of the authorities because, I mean, I think we all fail to comprehend, like, when something horrific happens, it takes someone to pick up a phone, make the phone call, tell where they are, explain what the situation is. That takes time.
Yeah.
And sometimes when people are running literally for their lives, nobody makes that call.
No.
Right? I mean, not to mention,
what's that?
The folks that work at these places, they make close to minimum wage most of the time.
Yeah, you ain't getting rich.
You can't do this for them, right? And even if for some crazy reason the button is ineffective, you're still in the same spot you were in before.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you.
It's not going to impede anything.
Okay.
All right.
I think if there is one negative about this law where there will be a big red emergency button or a necklace thing you can wear as an employee. The hardest thing about it.
What's that?
Not pushing the big red button if you work at one of these places.
Oh, you're saying the temptation of it all?
Let's be real. If you see a big red button,
you
want to push the big
red button. Oh, it's just asking to be punched.
Thank you. The bigger and redder the button, the more you want to push that button. My kids will go to play museums, like Strong, for example. There's a whole bunch of interactive things.
You're supposed to push those buttons.
But I'm saying if there's a button, I don't care if there's a 4-year-old in my way. I will stand in line because I want to push that button and see what happens. Like, there's just something about buttons.
Well, how many times do you need to, pushing the button once, you're satisfied though, right?
I will push the button a couple of times.
Okay.
Can I make another embarrassing?
Maybe. Sure.
Okay. Sometimes when no one's around, I'll press the flasher button in my car. Just because, when I'm driving sometimes.
What do you mean, your emergency flashes?
Yeah, the four ways.
But that's not even, a desirable button.
It's satisfying to me.
Okay.
It's just got that little triangle.
Yeah. But like if I'm in my, like there are times like when I'm getting ready for work, like I'm waiting for the car to warm up.
Let's hit the button. Like it's an emergency.
There are times when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Where like, don't press a button while you're driving, right? Like I just want to press a button. You don't have a button? You're not addicted to buttons?
Well, I am freaked out sometimes when I see somebody driving down the road. They're not, because sometimes people put those hazards on when they're driving slow. They got like the cars all loaded up. But when I just see somebody just driving, it doesn't look like there's any emergency going on or there's nothing in our car, but they got their flashers on. Why? Why are your flashers on?
I guess they just want to push a button.
Are you trying to get people like out of your way? Like, I got an emergency. I got to get to the hospital.
Maybe. Is that like a thing? Is that a thing we don't know? Like,
but they're not trucking. They're not going speeding.
Fast. Yeah, most of the time they're doing it, I guess, to encourage you to go around them.
I don't know. Yeah, that might be it. Like, hey, I'm here. Go around. Unless they don't realize the four ways are on.
You got to be really dense.
You don't hear it, though.
As a teenager, I could see, not knowing, you know what I mean? Like, accidentally hitting the button or something and not knowing what it did.
Okay, you say you got to be really dense. How many times do you drive down the highway with one left blinker on for, 10 minutes?
If it doesn't make the noise. Mine's really quiet.
Because you're listening to jazz, that loud music.
I always leave it on so I don't forget.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this new law just signed in to act in... You know what I'm saying. Here in New York. It is called the Retail Safety Worker Act. Long story short, any retail business that has 500 or more employees will have to install a panic button, either an actual button or like a remote control for an employee. And the idea behind it is in case of a catastrophic emergency, think of like a mass shooting, an assault that's happening inside a store, anything like that, they can just press the button. It will tell the authorities where that person is in the store. It gives all the information. Nobody has to make the 911 call. Nobody has to explain what's going on. The first responders are on their way when that happens. Walmart has been fighting against it. T-Speed writes us.
What's he saying?
I work maintenance in a hospital. There are a lot of false alarms with the necklace panic alarms, even with the panic alarms recessed at a desk. They still get pressed by accident, but not as much. So do we not like the emergency button?
Yeah, but it's still got to be saving lives at the hospital, even with the false call.
I guess the argument could be made if you have too many false alarms that even when the alarm goes off for real, you're not going to think it's legitimate.
Yeah, but you still check anyways, right?
I mean, the cops are going to come.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. And to that point, if you're Walmart, right? And again, we have seen some horrific stories.
God, yeah.
One seems like an easy transition all the things.
We saw one of the worst of these an hour from us, right? So, something that community's still healing from. How do you explain to your employees why you're fighting against this? Because you'd essentially be saying, we don't want to spend the money to increase the odds of you being alive.
Safety.
Right?
Yeah.
Would something like this make you feel safer as a customer? Would that be something you'd think about?
I mean, it's nice to have in the back pocket. Yeah, why not?
Okay. You wouldn't think about it.
I
would it make you change? Like, let's say Wegmans didn't put them in, Wegmans puts them in, Whole Foods won't. Would that make you change grocery
stores? Knew it.
What if Whole Foods put them in and Wegmans didn't? Would you change stores?
No, it's fine. I kind of get it. You know, when it gets close to us.
So it doesn't matter.
Danny might need, tires for the Ferrari.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, I love Wegmans so much.
I understand. I love Wegmans so much. I'm willing for myself.
I would lay down for Wegmans. In many ways.
We got Facebook messages coming in, going back to the button pushing discussion. This comes in from Bob. Bob says, when my kids were younger, they had that fake steering wheel that kids play with. I would play with it myself, just pushing the buttons. Duffy, I also have a button addiction.
All right. So that kind of makes it say that's not good. Because people be jerking around with the button and screwing things up.
What if we made it a switch? I'm less attracted to switches than I am.
Big red switch.
Or if he gave you like a fake button. Like, that guy likes push buttons. Let's give him a fake one.
Well, no,
I guess that's why they make all those adult fidget toys. Because just people love to press buttons and flip switches. Hmm. Maybe we need to get you one of those.
You know what? The only thing that would draw me more than a button?
Right.
You know those I guess it's a switch, but it's got the handle at the top and you
a lever?
Like they did for Frankenstein.
Yeah, one of those, yeah. I've never got
a laboratory switch.
Yeah.
We'll put a wall behind you full of levers and buttons and you can go to town.
No, but I've pressed a bunch of big buttons and that's fun. Yeah. I've never gotten a switch.
The big switch.
Yeah, the laboratory switch. Yeah. You better hope there's nothing important on a Switch if I come across it like that, because I'm flipping that Switch.
Well, I wonder how many people miss those on like the old school slot machines, pulling the lever.
Oh, pulling the lever. Yeah.
So when we would go.
Well, no, but you hit a button, so you still get your button fetish.
When we had the. No, but here's the thing. Kimmy's right. When we had the events at Finger Lakes, you know, the casino out there. The button's great, but I did
not
find myself using the lever, because you have the option.
Oh, they still have the lever there?
Some of them still have the lever.
That old one-arm bandit.
It was good. It was a lot of fun. You pull a lever. Look at it
go. Well, it's old-timey.
Like, I didn't even care about the gambling. I just wanted to push buttons and pull levers, man.